Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to dig into the details and bring you the key insights from our sources. And before we jump in today, just a quick word from our fantastic supporter, SafeServer. SafeServer is all about hosting the kind of software we're actually discussing today, and they're really a partner in your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Honestly, they make these deep dives possible, so big thank you to SafeServer. Okay, so let's get into it. Have you ever, like, felt you're just drowning in digital stuff? You know, receipts from that holiday ages ago, warranties for gadgets you barely use, important notes just everywhere, cloud drives, local folders.
Absolutely. We've all been there. It's that digital clutter, right? Yeah. It sometimes feels worse than physical clutter.
Exactly. So today we're diving deep into a potential solution for that exact chaos.
Yeah.
It's called Poppra. It bills itself as a minimalistic document archiving platform. We've got the GitHub repo, the main website, all the key sources, and we're going to pull out what you really need to know, our mission, give you a clear, sort of easy entry point into what Poppra is, how it works, and, well, why it might be the digital sanctuary you've been looking for. Hopefully some aha moments incoming.
Yeah, and what's really interesting here, I think, is how Poppra tackles that universal problem, the document sprawl, but with this real focus on keeping it simple and accessible. That's actually quite rare in this space. You know, a lot of solutions get very complex very quickly. This minimalist approach is frankly refreshing.
That minimalism definitely stood out to me too. So let's start right at the core. What is Poppra exactly for someone just hearing the name?
Well, at its heart, Poppra is a very focused, minimalistic platform for managing and archiving your digital documents. The idea is they've intentionally stripped back the complexity to make it super simple to use, accessible to pretty much everyone. Think of it as your own personal, really organized digital archive. That one single place where all your important digital papers live, it's built on the idea that, you know, managing documents shouldn't feel like a chore.
I like that. And they use this phrase in the sources, store, forget, and retrieve. I found that quite compelling. Can you unpack that a bit? What does it mean practically?
Yeah, that store, forget, retrieve line, it's more than just catchy. It's kind of a promise, really. It's about shifting the mental load. Instead of constantly thinking, where's that receipt? Or did I keep the warranty for the phone? Poppra aims to let you offload that worry. You put the document in, maybe tag it, and then you can genuinely forget about the where. The confidence comes from knowing it's safe and, crucially, searchable whenever you do need it. It turns that sort of background anxiety about lost documents into, well, peace of mind.
Okay, so peace of mind, not just storage. That's key. And something else really important for many listening, it's open source, available on GitHub, AGPL 3.0 license. What does that mean for someone maybe not super familiar with open source stuff?
Right, that's a huge plus. Being open source, especially under a license like AGPL, means a few key things for you. One, like you said, it's free to use, no subscription fees for the core software itself. Two, the code is out there in the open. Anyone can look at it. That means transparency, you can see how it works, even check the security if you have the know-how, builds trust. And three, it means a community can get involved. People can report bugs, suggest features, even contribute code. It becomes a living project, often more responsive to users than closed source software. Plus, you avoid vendor lock-in. You have more freedom and control over your data and the software itself.
That's a really clear explanation. Thanks. So we get the concept, the philosophy. Now let's talk about the practical side. How does Poppra actually help you day-to-day cut through that document chaos we talked about? Mm-hmm. How does it solve the problem?
Okay, yeah, it tackles that sprawl with some really practical features. First up, and maybe the most basic but essential, is just document management and centralization. It gives you one place to upload, store, and manage all your documents. No more hunting between your desktop, Dropbox, Google Drive, email. It all comes together.
Bringing it all home, basically.
Exactly. Then there's a feature called organizations. This is pretty clever. If you need to share documents, say, with family members for household bills, or maybe a small club, or even colleagues for a project, you can create these separate groups or organizations. It acts like a shared filing cabinet just for that group. Keeps things tidy and accessible, but only to the people who need access, like a mini team space.
Okay, that makes sense for collaboration. And the big one for me always is search. What good is archiving if finding stuff is still a nightmare? How's the search power?
Crucial point. And yeah, Poppra seems to take search seriously. It's not just basic file name search, it boasts powerful full text search, which means you don't even need to remember the file name. You can search for a word, a name, a date, maybe a phrase inside the document. whether it's a PDF, a Word doc, even, importantly, a scanned image. The goal is finding any document in seconds, no more endless scrolling.
That sounds genuinely useful. Okay, I love this next one. They mentioned email ingestion. My email inbox is where receipts go to die. What does this feature actually do for you?
Ha! Yeah, it's designed for exactly that problem. Email ingestion is super handy. Basically, your Popper setup can generate a unique email address just for you. When you get an important email with an attachment like that online order PDF or an e-ticket, you just forward the whole email to your special Popper address. Popper automatically grabs the attachments from the email and imports them straight into your archive.
Oh, wow. So no downloading and uploading needed.
Nope. Seamless. It bridges that gap between your inbox and your organized archive. And sort of related to that is content extraction. This is a bit of a game changer, especially if you deal with older paper files. Popper can automatically pull out the text from images or scan documents using OCR optical character recognition.
Okay, so if I scan an old invoice.
Exactly. Scan that invoice or even just take a photo of it, Popper reads the text on it. That means the content of that scanned paper invoice becomes fully searchable, just like a digital file. It really helps bridge the physical-digital divide.
That's huge for anyone still dealing with paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everything's in, it's searchable. How do you keep it organized? Especially if you follow the forget part of the philosophy.
Good question. That's where tags and tagging rules come into play. Tags are just like, well, labels you can stick on your documents. You customize them however you like. Receipts, warranty, tax, client A, whatever works for you. This makes filtering and finding groups of documents really easy. Like, show me all receipts tagged 2023 for electronics.
Right, manual tagging.
Yes, but what's smarter is the tagging rules. You can set up rules to automatically tag documents based on certain criteria. For example, any document coming from, say, Amazon@example.com could automatically get tagged receipt and online order. Or anything with the word invoice in the file name gets the invoice tag. It really cuts down on the manual work and keeps things consistent.
Okay, that automation sounds powerful.
And they haven't forgotten the user experience details either. There's a dark mode, which is always nice for a late night admin, easier on the eyes. And importantly, it has a responsive design. This means the interface adjusts itself automatically to fit whatever screen you're using, desktop, tablet, phone. So your documents are accessible anywhere, even without needing a separate mobile app just yet.
It sounds very well thought out for everyday use.
Yeah.
But what about listeners who maybe like a bit more control, the tinkerers, the tech-savvy folks who want to manage their own stuff?
Yes. For those users, Popper offers quite a bit. The big one is self-hosting. This basically means you can run your own copy of Popper on your own hardware. Could be a server you own, a computer at home, even something small like a Raspberry Pi. The sources mention it's really lightweight. The Docker image is under 200 millibee, which is tiny in the grand scheme of things. And it supports common architectures like x86, ARM64, ARMv7. So it's flexible. It's designed to be pretty straightforward to set up if you're comfortable with, say, Docker. This gives you complete ownership and privacy over your data.
That self-hosting option is definitely appealing for control and privacy.
Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned developer friendliness, things like API, webhooks, CLI, SDK. That can sound a bit technical. What's the actual benefit there, maybe even for non-coders?
That's a fair point. It can sound intimidating. But even if you're not a developer yourself, these tools unlock a lot of potential for automation and integration. Think of the API as a way for other software to talk to Popper. This means you could potentially connect it to other tools you use. Webhooks are like automatic alerts. Popper could notify another app when, say, a new document is added, maybe trigger a backup process. The CLI command line interface lets you control Popper with text commands, great for scripting automated tasks. And the SDK gives developers tools to build new things on top of Popper. So for you, the listener, this translates to flexibility. Maybe someone builds an integration you find useful, or you hire someone to create a custom workflow. It means Popper isn't just a closed box. It can become part of a larger digital ecosystem tailored to your needs.
Okay, so it's adaptable, not just functional. It can grow with you. Speaking of growth, where does Popper seem to be heading? What's the future look like?
Well, it's definitely an active project. The core stuff is stable, usable right now, which is important. But looking at their roadmap, they have plans. Features like document sharing and document requests seem to be coming soon. That would boost the collaboration side significantly. Imagine easily sharing a specific doc with your accountant, for example.
Yeah, that sounds useful.
And then looking a bit further out, the vision includes dedicated mobile apps and desktop apps that would make access even smoother on different devices. A browser extension is also mentioned, which could be great for grabbing web pages or online documents directly. And the really interesting one is they're exploring AI. using artificial intelligence to help with managing and tagging documents.
AI. How would that work?
Imagine Papra not just reading the text, but maybe suggesting relevant tags automatically, or summarizing long documents for you, or even answering questions like, when does the warranty for my washing machine expire? That could really take the retrieve part to the next level.
Wow, okay. That does sound powerful. So if we pull all this together, the simplicity, the features, the future plans, who is Papra really for?
You know, connecting the dots, it seems designed for a surprisingly broad audience. The simplicity makes it great for just regular home users wanting to get organized. The collaboration and self-hosting makes it very viable for small teams, startups, maybe even freelancers, who need something private and cost-effective. And because it's developer-friendly and seemingly scalable, it's not impossible to imagine it being used in larger organizations, too. It really seems versatile.
So we've really taken a deep dive into Papra today. It sounds like a genuinely minimalistic yet quite powerful approach to taming digital document chaos. That promise of transforming clutter into an organized, searchable archive, letting you store, forget, and retrieve with confidence, it's compelling. That reduction in mental load alone feels valuable.
It really does. And maybe that raises a question for you listening. How much time or just mental energy do you currently spend hunting for old documents? Or even just worrying you might not find them? Papra offers a potential way to reclaim that time and, you know, that headspace, knowing things are actually in order.
Yeah. So maybe as you go about your day, think about it. What's one forgotten document, that receipt, that note, that warranty card you really wish you could just pull up instantly right now? Papra is aiming to make exactly that a reality. And before we wrap up, a huge thank you once again to our supporter, SafeServer. Remember, they help with hosting this kind of software and support your digital transformation journey. You can learn more over at www.safeserver.de.
Right. That's all for this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning and stay curious.